This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA, takes a look at cotton condition ratings across the U.S.
Cotton condition nationally, 40% good to excellent, no change from last week. We did, however, see an increase in the very poor to poor ratings, now 30%, up from 27% a week ago. This compares to last year's numbers of 38% good to excellent and 21% very poor to poor. The storm hit late in the week, so assessments are obviously still underway. There was a slight uptick in the very poor-to-poor rating for Mississippi, much of which got hit by significant rainfall. 16% very poor-to-poor for the cotton there, 12% a week ago. We also saw a corresponding decrease in the good-to-excellent rating in Mississippi, down to 56% from 60% a week ago. The biggest change in condition actually came from Texas, where drought continues to worsen in the high plains production areas. Now seeing 46% of the Texas cotton crop rated very poor to poor. That's all based on drought. That's up from 39% a week ago.
And what about harvest?
On October 11th, we saw just over one quarter, 26% of the U.S. cotton crop harvested. 1 point behind the five-year average, a little further behind last year's 30%.
Learn more online at growcotton.com.